8:45.
KVOE 96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
There you go, Newsmaker 3, and we say good morning to Mickey Edwards of United Way of the Flint Hills. Mickey, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm great. Had a good long weekend and ready to get started again.
There you go. Would you be in favor of getting rid of the 5-day work week and go to 4 10-hour days instead?
100%.
Not even a question, right?
Up.
Didn't
Sign
bat an eye up. On that one.
Now, what if I told you that your 3 days off would always be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Would that change anything, or would you find a way to adjust to that?
Yeah, it would change. It would definitely change things. I need to have my days aligned out with all my friends and family.
All right, so there is a beggar still want to be chooser situation happening there. So,
well,
we didn't have you on to talk about 5-day versus 4-day work weeks. Mickey, we have you on today to talk a little bit about hashtag vax to normal. So kind of let us know how things have been going here over the last week or so.
Wow. You know, it's been so fun every week to kind of watch that wheel spin and see who's winning the cool prizes just for being vaccinated. Yeah, we had some great prizes given away last week.
Yeah, talk a little about the prizes and specifically the development of the prize packs, which there were several of those, and it sounds like those are quite popular now.
Yeah, so we've had some really great donations from some of our Emporia Main Street businesses, and we've decided that, you know, it's kind of cool to be able to go out and have, you know, an evening out with your spouse or whatever, so we put together a few of them. We're calling them our community packs. We had a few of them given away last week that were gift cards to Radius, so you can go have dinner, and then the Sweet Granada, so you can go have dessert, and then Granada Coffee or Gravel City Roasters as another one of ours. So each of those prize packs have a value of $50. So the winners get to decide when they want to use them and who they want to take and just go out for an evening or a lunch or something like that. So that's been kind of fun, and I think we'll see a few more of those this week as well.
There you go. And of course, to get registered for the hashtag VaxTheNormal, you need to get vaccinated for COVID-19. That's really what it all boils down to, correct?
That's right. And, you know, we make it super easy on you. We've got that registration form is right on the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund webpage at geadisasterrelieffund.org. It's right there on the homepage. Just sign up. It'll take you less than a minute to get signed up, and then you're in the drawings every week until September 10th. If you win one of the weekly prizes, we pull your name out and give other people an opportunity to win, but we put you back in for our grand prizes, which will be held. Those drawings will be September 10th. So we're excited. We've got some really cool stuff in the works. I think we can. We announced already one of the cool prizes we have for our we have them for weekly prizes for a while, but then for our grand prize is we have 2 years of free car washes, the ultimate level car washes, 2 years worth of car washes at Mr. G's Express Wash. So that's pretty
nice.
Cool.
Nice. And really the focus here this week isn't just on the vaccination side of things or the drawing coming up Friday. It is on the vaccination because you have your first announced clinic coming up here this weekend.
We do on Saturday. You know, it's been a lot of fun giving away the prizes, but we know the reason we're doing this is so we can get our community up to that herd immunity level of 70% to 80% vaccinated. So we keep getting people signed up and letting them know if they haven't signed up yet because they're not vaccinated. Saturday, Riverside School from 8 to 10 a.m. You can get your vaccination then. And it's a two-dose vaccination, so you get your first dose on Saturday. And then 4 weeks later, you're scheduled to get your second vaccine. And then you can get signed up to win those prizes.
And on top of that, too, you can also, the way it sounds, get tested at the same time. And either way, if you get vaccinated or you get tested, you can walk away with gift certificates and gift cards and help to boost
That's
the
right.
economy at the same time.
That's right. So we're giving away $10 gift cards for anyone that gets their first or second vaccine on Saturday. And then if you need to get tested, if you've been feeling kind of puny or you're concerned that you've been, you know, exposed to COVID vaccine or to the COVID disease, you can get a $20 gift card if you come down and get tested that morning. Again, it's Riverside School from 8 to 10 a.m.
All right. Well, Mickey, for folks that haven't heard, I know we've been hammering this a lot here the last few weeks, but in case people don't know how to get more information here about the drawings, to get into the drawings themselves or to get more information about the vaccination side of things, how do they do that?
Well, you know, we always refer people to our Lyon County Public Health website. If you want more information on, you know, the vaccines and COVID itself, that's the best place to go. But if you want more information on this Vax to Normal campaign, you can go to the GEA DisasterRelieffund.org website. You can check out any of the Disaster Relief Fund agencies. You know, call them with your questions. We are happy to answer those questions at the United Way, KVOE, Emporia Main Street, and the Emporia Community Foundation.
And I believe they can tune in on Fridays on the Emporia Main Street Facebook page to watch the drawing. Is that what I think I remember Casey saying that last week?
Yep, that's exactly right. We do it every Friday morning at 10 a.m. You can just go to the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund Facebook page, and we have that fun wheel that we spin every week in the Main Street office. It's a virtual wheel, but it's got all the names in there of the people that have signed up, and we pull anywhere from 5 to 7 names each week. Every week, we give away at least one $50 Emporia Main Street gift card, compliments of United Healthcare. For a few weeks, we've got the Mr. G's car wash packs that include 5 car washes at the executive level. And then we'll have some of those community packs that I talked about earlier each week. And then, you know, we're also, if there are businesses in town that want to support this, we are certainly happy to make them community partners of ours. They can donate a gift card or a prize of some sort, and then we will list them as a community partner, and they can put their Vax to Normal poster in the window and show their support for our efforts in the community.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
It is. So. It's good stuff. It's been a lot of fun.
All right. Well, Mickey, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Mickey Edwards, the director of the United Way of the Flint Hills, on that group with the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund, and updating us on the hashtag Vax to Normal effort. And like she said, if you are vaccinated and you are not yet signed up to win some of these prizes, well, get it done.
What are you
GEA DisasterRelieffund.org. There's a really easy form to fill out. You only need to fill it out once. If you win a weekly prize, they'll kind of take your name out of the weekly prize drawings, but when they get around to the grand prize drawing September 10th, they'll put your name back in. So
there you have it. Want to let you know that tomorrow's 8 o'clock hour has 2 more interviews as well. The Newsmaker 2 slot will be around 8:20, and David Elbert will be discussing the Saturday UTV-ATV benefit ride in America's benefiting Hartford native Ashley Rodak. She's battling leukemia right now, so we'll get the preview coming up at 8:20, and then we get the latest biweekly update from Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan. That comes up at 8:40, again, both tomorrow here on KVOE.
There you go. No surprise. We're going to be busy again on our morning show.
Yep.
Newsmaker is Lyon County Deputy Danny Broyles discussing the return of Senior Patrol in July. You mentioned those 2 interviews in the 8 o'clock hour. Of course, on-air chat tomorrow at 10:06. Talk of Emporia at 11. And Lynn Smith. We haven't talked to Lynn Smith from Pioneer Bluffs in a while. So
been a while.
Yeah, so I'm sure she has a lot to talk about. That'll be a good talk of Emporia tomorrow as well. And as I like to do, I like to remind you, if you miss an interview, one of our newsmakers or morning show interviews, make sure you look for it later on the audio vault at KVOE.com. For some of our long-form interviews, Talk of Emporia on our chat, Saturday morning sports talk, Monday morning quarterback, those type of things, you can find them in the podcast section of the desktop player in the mobile app. In the garden as well. And it'll keep the latest show for a week.
Okay.
So and it keeps the latest Monday show for Talk of Emporia, Wednesday, Friday. They keep them separated. So that way, if you miss a show, you have an opportunity to still get caught up on that. So
there you have it.
All right.
Sounds good.
Chuck, you have a good rest of your day, buddy.
Hey, you too. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Chuck Samples on the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom. 855 KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. We do have a check of weather on the way. We will get sports headlines with Greg Ray coming up next.
Feeling the wind in your hair or navigating the roughest roads? Decisions, decisions. It's Prairie Band Casino and Resorts. Choose your ride giveaway. Earn entries all month long. On both July 31st and August 1st, 10 guests will win $1,000 in Prairie Cash. And one lucky